The 67 Space Treaty says, well, now, wait a minute. If you are a party to this treaty, you have agreed that the moon is to be used for the benefit of all mankind and other celestial bodies as well. That you are, this is kind of the Antarctica kind of concept, that it really doesn't belong to anybody since you're a member of this treaty. You have agreed that you're going to use it for peaceful purposes. And the treaty embraces it tries to provide for the prevention of warfare and military arms and other types of facilities that would be used in some kind of conflict. So the treaty says, well, we're addressing two things here. We're addressing the proprietary ownership of the moon and celestial bodies as belonging to all mankind. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to deploy anything or do anything in space that has a military context to it. Well, there are several issues here with that. The first is Article 16 is a two-sentence long article in the treaty, and it provides for withdrawal. Any party to the treaty simply has to send written notice of withdrawal to the governing body, which would be the United Nations, and within 12 months, 1 year, from the time that they receive that notice of withdrawal, you're out. There's no big deal here. The Article 16 provides for a very peaceful, harmonious way of extricating yourself from the treaty. Now, this treaty has been violated, though, even setting that aside, and that's something that China would probably do, not beforehand, but at the time that they have already landed, they're sure they can do this. I mean, we're talking about a theoretical kind of a game here in a sense that this is a fun thing to ponder, but it's terribly serious because we can't find a way reasonably to defeat this. That's why it's very serious. So let's say they were to do this, and in my opinion, they're going to be able to do this sometime between the years 2022 and 2027. And by that time, they would start to be able to claim large areas of territory. And they would do that and send in that notification of withdrawal if they want to do it, expressly correct then and legitimate. They would send in that notice, and then 1 year they would have no string attached. But the United States has violated this treaty. Other countries have violated this treaty. The treaty provides for notification whenever you are sending a military apparatus or structure of some sort into low Earth orbit or beyond, you are to provide notification of that. Well, I'm sure we have done that many, many, many times, and so has Russia and other countries, and nobody's been notified. We're not going to tip our hand that we have some real cool new satellite or some new real cool type of armament facility that's orbiting. You're just not going to do that. And if you think that violating treaties is such an
impediment or a deterrent?
Or a sanctuary, you know, for ethics. Look at American history. How many times, you know, you don't have fingers and toes enough to count the times that the American government has violated the treaties for the American Indians. My God, how many? It's probably in the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times, maybe in the hundreds of times, I don't know. But it's a huge number of times where we violated our own treaties and our own historical time, you know, with indigenous people, Native Americans. So this is not uncommon. But you don't have to violate anything. You can just use Article 16. You know, there's no World War III that's going to happen over this. You can't go out and shoot somebody. You can't say to China, well, gee, now you started a war. Oh, why? How could you say that? They haven't done anything illegal. You know, they played by the rules. If they follow that prescription of withdrawing from the treaty, you know, all they've done is taken advantage of an opportunity.